Just want to thank the Lord for your life. You are welcome to Above with PFA. Today is our enforcement prayer. It delights my heart you are here. Today is Friday, our enforcement prayer. Thank the Lord for your life. You are welcome in the name of Jesus. You are welcome by his power. He has brought you here. You are here because he has a special gift and package for you. I just want you to thank the Lord as you are ready to receive from his abundance today. Begin to appreciate God and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your love and your mercy over my life. I thank you for your goodness. Yes, Lord. Hey, I am counted amongst the living. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I lift your name high above every other name. My rock, my fortress. You are my everything, my Ebenezer. Lord, you are my stone of help. I thank you because I can count on you again and again. You will never fail and you can never fail. Blessed be your name, Jesus. Zabrokoto Sanaba. Thank you, Lord, for who you are. Rakatabo Sengelegede. Please begin to thank the Lord with me. Bless him. You are in his presence. Thank him that he has brought you into his presence to hand you what he has already in store with your name on it. You will not miss your portion today. You will not miss your family's blessing. You will not miss your next level. The one word you need to hear that will catapult you into another level. You will not miss it. In the name of Jesus, say, Father, I am in your presence. Lord, touch me in a special way. I am in your presence. Show me your goodness and your mercy and your kindness. Make sure you are praying. Don't let anything cut you off the flow or distract you. Open your mouth and say, Father, Lord, today come for my answer. Come for my rescue. In the name of Jesus, I lift your name high above every other name. Yeshua and Mashiach, yes, Lord. I bow before your throne. I bow before your throne. Your throne room of grace, I bow. I am changed and transformed every time I'm in your presence. As I behold you, Lord, I am changed from one level of glory to another. Every time I behold you, my master, I am changed and transformed from one level of glory to another. Somebody is changed by the power of the Lord. Every time you are in the presence of God, you are getting sharper. You are getting more dangerous. You are getting bigger. You are abounding. Open your mouth and say, the presence of the Lord lifts me higher. He strengthens my bones. He makes me whole. I thank you, Lord, for opening the door, for giving me access into your presence. I will never leave the same. I will never remain the same. I am transformed. I am made new. I am made alive. I am healed from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. I am blessed. In the presence of the Lord, I am fattened. I am strengthened. I learn wisdom in the name of Jesus. I am beautified in your presence. I am healed. Daily I am transformed. What a privilege it is to be in your presence. As I behold you, Lord, I am changed from one level of glory to another. I want you to say, I rise and I keep on rising in the presence of the Lord. I am not shaking. I'm not pulled down. I am not a beggar in the presence of the Lord. I am made fat. I am made glad. All I need is in him. He is my safety net. He is my bridge upon many waters. I cannot
not sink, neither will I fall. He is my strength. He is my fortress. The God in him I trust. He is the lifter of the heads of men. Oh God, you are lifting head. The glory and the lifter. You are my God. In your presence, Lord, you will lift me up. You are my glory and my lifter. You will exalt my horn like that of the unicorn. You will cause my head to be anointed with oil. In your presence, Lord, my cup overflows. In your presence, I am made alive. I am made anew. What a privilege it is to be in the presence of the Almighty God. Establish your presence. Makatala dayada. Before your king, put the name of your family members. Marasketelaba. Put your concerns before the presence of the God who changes men. He lifts up a pauper and makes him to become a prince. Makatola barakatai. You didn't hear me. He will make you from the mire clay. He will set your feet upon the rock to stand. You will not sink. You will not fall. Your house will not collapse. You will build solidly. He is the rock upon we trust him. And the righteous, they run into him and they are saved. You are safe from calamity. You are safe from pitfall. Make sure you are praying in the presence of the Lord. He is my safety net. He is my lifeline. He is my lifeline. He is my oxygen. I breathe you in. I breathe you out. Jesus, lover of my soul. I am making my boast. I am making my boast in the Lord God, my rock and salvation. The one that calls dead things back to life. My story, Lord, is not ending in disgrace nor shame. Lord, you have made room for me. You have made room for me. You have given me a position, an enviable place. My Father, my God, I come to you and I cry out, show me mercy. Today, oh God, lift me up. Give me, Lord, laughter. Wipe my tears away. In your presence have I come. In your presence there is exchange. Make sure you are praying. What a privilege and an honor to worship at his feet. Controller General, we worship you. Controller General, we bow before you. The master builder, the master planner. You are my God. You are my God. You are my God. You have not changed your mind concerning me. Please make sure you are praying. Though it tarry, you have waited. Now you are receiving your gifts. It will not become a disgrace. You will become now a delicious fruit bearing tree. Now the Lord will make your life a fruit bearing tree, delicious tree bearing golden fruit. In the name of Jesus, cry and say, I am refreshed in the presence of the Lord. Wonderful times of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. I am refreshed in the presence of my King. I am made whole. I am made alive. No death for me. No premature death. I will not stop halfway. I will not be buried. Arrows of darkness, wickedness will not triumph because I am garrisoned. I am covered, surrounded by the fortress of fire, by the fortress of love. Makatolabai, his banner over me is love. Why will I be afraid? His banner over faith. His banner over Alice, his banner over Angel, his banner over Jennifer, his banner over Onome, his banner over Deborah, his banner over Esther, his banner over Elizabeth, his banner over MacJohn, his banner over Precious, his banner over Annie. It is love, it is love. His banner over Chica, his banner over Bethel, his banner over Blessing. It is love. Cry out and say, I am covered, I am surrounded, I am preserved, I am sheltered, because his banner over me, it's love. Why will I be afraid? Why will I be dismayed? My God, I know I am not dying prematurely. I will not end in disgrace. I will not end as a beggar. Please make sure you are praying. Open your mouth and pray, because the Lord is on my side. He's for me. I escape the traps of the enemy. I escape unharmed. My family escapes victoriously. In Catalana, I am an overcomer. I will fear nothing, no danger. I will fear nothing, no power. I will fear nothing, no disaster. I will fear nothing, no plague. It won't come, no evil. It won't dwell, it won't happen. As they say, as they plan, as they desire, my enemies will not succeed. In the name of Jesus, I escape. I am victorious. No spirit of fear will be mark at all upon me. In the name of Jesus, Rakata, Randeka, oh, Rebecca, Ileka, Ilebaka, Rababa, Rabakata, Ilebakato, Malakato, Rabakata, Ekatozi, Melegedeha, Ilabakato, Maraskata. I am covered, Masulaba, I am sheltered, Reketekete, I am shielded, Malikatola. I go far, no enemy will keep me backward. I fear not, I fear nothing, I will not be dismayed. My Father, in your presence, I am made strong. In your presence, I am made alive. In your presence, I can run through a troop, I can scale through a wall. Jesus, no limit to my rising, no limit to my breakthrough. No fear, no power, it won't hold me down. In the name of Jesus, I break out, I break through. In the name of Jesus, Kabarakatalabai, Oshiria Bangatalia, Reketokopolakataya, Endeka Tokotokata, Alandika Tokamaniata, Rekatakata, Zimpram Papai, Reketekata, Zimpram Papai, Reketekata, Zimpram Papakata, Ezula Bakato, Embenkateka, oh, Andala. Jesus, my master, I become refreshed in your presence. My muscles grow, my spirit soar. I am strong, I am fortified, I am on fire. You make men, you bring up purpose, making them princes. I will no longer be a slave, a prince walking on the foot, and a slave riding on my horse. No, Lord, in your presence there is divine exchange. Men and women, climb up now on your high horse. In the name of Jesus, ride, blaze through. I bring men up to the place of prominence. I bring women up to the place of honor. I carry now your crown, Esther. Wear your crown, Asumbrankatola. Your level must change. In the name of Jesus, your story must change. In the name of Jesus, you must wear now a garment so radiant, so beautiful, coat of many colors now that Lord make you makato bakata. No fear for you. Who said you will not marry? No fear for you. It will not happen. It will not prosper. As they have said, la kotolaba, cancer scare, die by fire, cancer scare, die by fire. Cancer scare, die by fire. Cancer scare, die by fire. Emporokoto, malakatolai. Bad news, die by fire. Maketelado, rebendokoto, melegedega, ileberagada. For they that is with us, greater, far much more, bigger, stronger, more intelligent. He is the Lord, he is the King. All creation bow at his feet. Masolambalakata. Therefore, you will not be swallowed. Maraskatalaba. The grave, oh my God, our Jesus. Sunday kabara. The grave will not swallow you, Jesus. Sunday katalataya. Today is our enforcement prayer. Please pray. When we come here on Friday, we are repeating and standing and decreeing every word God has given to us for that week. From the beginning of the week, we stood our ground. According to the word, it says, fear not. Fear not. Don't be afraid. Fear has paralyzed you for too long. You have become a captive of fear. Fear not. For they that is with us is greater. Oh, for they that with us is greater. We are surrounded by companies of angels. Fear not. Your God is called the mighty one of valor. The mighty man in battle. Lekuna mana kataya. What kind of plague? What kind of adversary? What kind of weapon? What kind of principality or darkness can withhold or withstand your God? He said, fear not. Hallelujah. Fear not. I am with you. The terrors that strike by day and night, I am with you. Hallelujah. Hey, they program it to target and scatter and weaken you. God says, I'm with you. Fear not. Ah. Hey, Rande Karuska Li Kataya. Fear not. In the name of Jesus. Sambrom Koto. Thank you, Jesus. Maraske te katai. Endekai. I want it to sink inside you. I want it to open you, penetrate you. Fear not. Ah. Le katumba raskatai. Repeat it and say, I fear not. Ah. Rakatapakatai. I fear not. Rakatalabai. Oh, I fear not. Malika tolaba rakatai. My family will not be displaced. I fear not. Rakato. My marriage will not end at this age. I fear not. My children will not become vagabonds. I fear not. Thousands and 10,000s can fall by my side, but nothing will come near my dwelling. Nothing, no plague will come to me. I fear not. I fear not. I fear not. Come on, say it with so much vigor. Makato kapai. Until fear dispels. Maliga dolabai. Until fear checks out. Marasketelebai. Until fear get out. Masoprekete. I fear not. Ebarapakatai. Who watch it now? Labarakatalabai. It is the spirit. Cast it out. Bind it away. Maloko tolabai. Labarakatai. Fear is the spirit. The blood says, I have not given to you the spirit of fear, but that of power, of love, and a sound mind. Cast out fear now. Malokotola, maleketela, rapapapa, 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 reketekete. No fear for me. Masula barakata. No fear for my household. Makata kata kata kata. Elebenge dosukapa. Rekedekedekede. Malegedekede. Zipro, zipro, zipro. Makoto. I fear not. Rakato and Benkato. Please make sure you are praying. Rebegedegedaya Izimbrankoto Maliato Makata Kata Kata Eleberegede Zimbrampokoto Ivela Kataya. Enforce the word of the Lord. Rabababababa. Enforce the word of the Lord. Rabakata Bakata. I will not be scattered. I will not be destroyed. My enemies will not prosper. I fear not. I stand my ground. I'm garrisoned by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Malika tola bakata. Leberegede. The thoughts God has towards me, they are thoughts of good and peace, not of evil. Ekaranda kataya. No evil will will prosper. Wickedness will not prosper. I reject bad news. I reject bad news. That is not the plan. That is not the thought of God for my life. Paralysis. That is not the plan. Neither the thought of God for my life. I reject it now.
Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11. It says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." Hallelujah. Evil thoughts, evil programming, evil arrows. You see things going south in your home. It is not the plan of God, neither the thoughts of God for you. So you will stand your ground. You can't permit it in your dwelling. Hallelujah. You can't just accept it in your life. You woke up feeling some way. And all of a sudden, the news kept getting worse and worse. Till you found yourself wasting and spending money in hospitals. And before you knew, they said it's a terminal sickness. Fear not. You stand your ground and say, the thoughts of God for me, they are not thoughts of evil. Mm-mm-mm. They are not thoughts of bad news. They are not thoughts of sickness. He didn't think it's regarding my life. He didn't design it for me in this way. Akalokatai. Until you learn to stand the word with the word of God, fear will take hold of you. It is the spirit. I said to us on Tuesday, we are in a battle. It is a battle to quench your faith. But faith, you are supposed to use it because it's a shield. It is a weapon against the enemy. You quench the fiery darts of the enemy. Praise the Lord. Glory, hallelujah. I want you to begin to rejoice because something powerful is landing. The anointing that breaks the yoke, the bondage of fear has come upon you right now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we are praying. You see, we said and we established as we've heard a lot that fear means you either will forget everything and run, or fear means you face everything and rise. And we chose the number two. We will face everything and we will rise. We will not forget and run. Hey, we will not forget and run. We will not be paralyzed by fear. We will not forget the blessings. We will not forget our God. We will not forget the promise. We will not forget we have been given a weapon. We will not forget what we have been empowered with to take up territories and run. No, we will face every battle. We will face every Goliath. We will face every Jericho wall. Ha ha ha. Every mountain, we will face it. Every barrenness case, we will face it. Yes, we will face every helpless, hopeless situation. Every unemployment, every delay, every singleness, every singlehood, whatever it is, we will face it and we will rise. Oh, glory, hallelujah. I want you to know that fear and worry go together. Fear and worry are married together. Fear and doubt, they go together. Fear and restlessness, insecurity, unsettledness, they all go together. Fear and sleeplessness, somebody hear me. Fear and insomnia, sleeplessness. Fear and ill health, sickness and disease, they are all bodies. They are all bodies. They go together. My big question to you today, what is going with you? What has tagged along with you on the journey of life? What is tagging along with you in your marriage? What is hanging over your destiny and over your life? If you look at the lives of some people, you will see dark clouds. You will see baggages. You will see them carry weights in the eyes of the spirit, in the realm of the spirit. You will see them covered by dark shadows, demonic covering and blankets of problems. Garments, filthy garments are all over their lives. They are wearing those filthy garments, attached with darkness. God says, pull off the filthy garment. Lose her now and let her go.
Lose him now and let him go. God is speaking to somebody, and I want you to go back to the messages from Tuesday and the prayer on Wednesday, midnight prayer. What has attached itself with you? You are no longer the bubbly, happy, jovial, excited, prayerful, faithful, committed husband, wife, sister, church worker, servant of God as you used to. Fear has come to take a large chunk of your expression. What is attached to you? What is going with you? I want somebody to do a retrospect into their life. I want you to close your eyes and think, what has limited my expression? What is stopping me from launching out into the deep? What is stopping me from building? What is stopping me from taking out this assignment and doing what I love and I have this heart, this desire in my heart to do? What is stopping me? Fear. Fear says, forget everything and run. You can't achieve it. Forget everything and quit this marriage. Forget everything and check out. Forget everything. It's going to turn this way. It will never yield. This and that. All kinds of negative demonic voices. Fear attaching itself with the children of God. The Bible says to us in the book of Zechariah chapter 3 from verse 1. It says, Joshua, the high priest, was standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan also was standing by him. Hallelujah. I want us to read into that scripture and see how something can be attached to you. And God said to him that he should take off that filthy garment. Zechariah chapter 3, verse 1. He says, and he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. Satan was standing by Joshua, the high priest, to resist him. The enemy can come and stand by you to resist you by attaching to your life fear. Fear is a resistance to your next level. Somebody reject it. What is standing by you? What has come to attach itself? What has the devil attached to your life? The Bible says Joshua, the high priest. Did you hear that? Joshua was not just an ordinary guy. He was a high priest, but the enemy was standing by him to resist him. Oh, come on, reject it one more time. I reject fear. I refuse to be attached to fear. My family, my marriage, I remove you from the hold of fear in the name of Jesus. Come on. Somebody say that. Type it out and shout it where you are. Every demonic attachment, every baggage and weight, every dark cloud over my head, demonic covering, blanket of problems I'm carrying. Oh God, I disconnect myself in the name of Jesus. Whatever the enemy has come to use to resist my movement, you are stuck and paralyzed in a place. People are coming to help you. Every time you are the one they are helping. Open your mouth and say, I reject fear. I disconnect my destiny, my marriage. Oh, somebody has already waited. They are waiting for the day there will be a divorce and a separation. Why? Because you saw your grandmother, your auntie, you saw your siblings, all of them were divorced. So you're only waiting for your doom day. Reject it. It will not come. It will not happen. It will not become your portion. Look at, let's keep on reading. The Bible said, the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuke thee, O Satan. The Lord rebuke thee. Even the Lord that has chosen Jerusalem, rebuke thee. Even the Lord that has chosen Fidelis, rebuke thee. Even the Lord that has chosen Chidima, rebuke thee. You have been chosen. He says, and then, this is the branch plucked out from the fire. You are plucked out from sameness. You are plucked out from what you are afraid of. Ha! It will not happen. Somebody begin to say, it will not happen. The Lord rebuke. rebuke it. The Lord rebuke Satan that has come to attach filthy garments to your life. Please make sure you are praying. Everything following me, the weight of backwardness I am carrying around, the blanket of problem, the covering of darkness, the shadow of failure that I'm carrying about, the Lord rebuke you, Satan. I disconnect my life. I disconnect my destiny. My ministry will not turn out to be a disgrace. My marriage will not become a scandal. I will not boast in the Lord and see shame. Please make sure you are praying. Every demonic attachment, every demonic weight, garment of problems that is upon my body, I reject it now. I remove it now. I pull off right now every filthy garment. Lose me and let me go. Lose me and let me go. Lose me and let me go. Rakatabala, rakatalaba, rakatalaba. Lose me. Asomprankotolaba. In the name of Jesus, every shadow of darkness, baggages, dark clouds, weights on you, demonic coverings, blanket your problems as garments you are carrying. Right now, in the name of Jesus, they lose you and let you go. You remove them totally. You are disconnected from them. You will not fail where others fail. You will not be buried before your time. Makatolabai. Don't be afraid. You will not die at age 40. Makatalabakata. Eleberekete. You will not die in your prime. Lakotolabagadabai. You will not be kicked out. You will not be disgraced. Masumbra kotolabagada. Eleberegedebegedebegedebegedebe. Eleborokoto. You will not be a widow. Latosakata. That's your fear. You will not be a widow. Rakatalaba. Remove now the garment of fear. Remove them now completely. Rakatalaba. This weight you are carrying is too much. Drop it now. Makotolaba. It will not happen as they plan. It will not become your portion. Don't be afraid. Your daughter escapes. Lakotolaba. You are saying, Pastor, the way my child is living life, I don't see her getting to the end in marriage. I don't see good news coming out from her life. I don't know, but her lifestyle does not depict the end will be good. But I want you to drop that weight. Oh my God. I want you to remove this blanket of weight you are carrying. It is enough. These dark clouds, oh, this negativity you are speaking into the atmosphere. For God has not given to us the spirit of fear, but of power. Arise in power now and begin to correct things. Arise in power now and begin to rewrite your chapters, rewrite your story, rewrite your marriage, rewrite your business, rewrite now. Hey, every arrow of sickness right now and its poison, I command you to be neutralized in the name of Jesus. Be neutralized in the name of Jesus. Arrow of sickness shot at you, be neutralized in the name of Jesus. Speak out the word of God. Arthritis, cancer, liver failure, kidney failure, rakotoba katalabai, diabetes, ankatola katalabai, strange ailment. Oh God, it will not prosper, it will not stand, it will not come to pass in the name of Jesus. Oh glory, hallelujah. The Bible says God said to Joshua, now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and he stood before the angel, verse 3. And verse 4, God spoke and said, take away the filthy garment. Is a command. You cannot do it with a filthy garment. You cannot serve this God and you are afraid the devil can prosper against you. No, my sister. No, my brother. They can never be greater than your God. Your leg is here. The other is outside. You are fraternizing with darkness and you want God to dispel darkness. It can't happen. Believe in the Lord your God and you'll be established. Believe in his prophets and you will prosper. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 20. You cannot serve two masters. You either love one and hate the other. Remove the filthy garment, God said. Take it away. Remove the hold of fear. Don't give a place or foothold to Satan. It will not happen, as they say. Hey, it will not happen. It will not be your own turn. Everything will scatter. Mm-mm. The door of opportunity will not be closed at your name. You are not hearing me. And God spoke and said, remove, take away the filthy garment from him. Right now, by the power of the Lord vested on me, in the name of Jesus, I command every invisible and visible garment over your life to be taken away by the power in the name of Jesus. Right now, say, I remove, I take away, Holy Ghost, take away, burn to ashes, every filthy garment, every negative garment attached to me, causing me to fear, causing me to become immobile, making me incapacitated. Where I am settling for the negative, I believe the worst. Every night you soil your bed with tears, your blanket, you are crying again on your pillow. Is this my end? I will stay without marriage. They will keep abusing me. I will be frustrated. I will still be a beggar. No. Take away now this filthy garment from your life. This hopeless garment from your life. The shadows, the weight, the dark clouds, the baggages. This problem, it is filthy. The enemy is resisting you by them. He has used it as a strategy to stop your rising. Cry out and say, I remove now every filthy garment. I burn them now to ashes. Filthy garments be removed from my life. I progress. I go up. I get married. I succeed. I progress. I succeed. I go up. In the name of Jesus, I progress. I succeed. I increase. I progress. I succeed. I increase. I rise. I run. I soar. My case will not be as others. No sameness. It happened to one, but it will not happen to me. Even though it happened in my family bloodline, it will not happen to me. I am plucked out. I am the branch plucked out from the lot. I am the branch plucked out from the rest. Oh my God, you didn't hear me. I will read again verse 2 so you can hear. And the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuke thee, O Satan, even the Lord that has chosen. You are chosen by the Lord. Therefore, he plucked you out from the lots. He plucked you out from the others. He plucked you out from sameness. It will not be your own turn. It will not happen like that. The same that happened to others will not happen to you. Remove this garment. It is enough. He says, he that has chosen Jerusalem, rebuke thee. He that has chosen you, mention your name, Chisom, put it there. He that has chosen me has rebuked the Satan from my life. He rebukes the enemy, his plot and plans. Ah, ha, ha, ha. No failure for me. Zero failure. No bad news in my camp. I will not live from hand to mouth. I will not be a beggar, neither will I be a burden. I am a blessing to all and a burden to none. I am a blessing to all and a burden to all. Hey, Katalabai. I am a blessing to all and a burden to none. Somebody keeps saying that. I am a blessing, not a curse. Katalabarakatai. I have been chosen. The Lord rebuked the enemy of my life. Oh, no fear. There's nothing that will stop you. No devil will stop you. Go and do the big for God. Go and build. Go and get married. Go and take up the job. Go and start your business. He has chosen you. He has rebuked the enemy. He says, take away the filthy garment. Any hold, any blemish, any spot, any wrinkle, whatever is still trying to regulate you from the glory of God that's upon your life. The Lord rebuked the enemy. The Lord rebuked the enemy. The Lord rebuked Satan. Now, Jesus. Makatopakatapakatai. You are the one plucked out. Labarekete kataya. You are plucked out. Rakatapakato shande katalaba. Address fear now. Leketekete. Address all its belongings. Every filthy belonging of fear. Address it now. Now. Rekete katakatai. They will not resist me. Eparoko tolaba. It will not stop me. Rapakatalaba. It will not keep me under. Leberekete. I will not run. Makatalaba. Out of the city. They will not chase you out of town. Eparakatalaba. They will not chase you back to the village. Makatopakatala. They will not chase your business out of town. Lakotoparakatai. Resist fear completely. Makatalaba. Address this fear. Makatolaba. And all its ugly garments. All its ugly belongings. Marekete katai. Resist them that want to resist you. Decree and declare. I advance in the name of Jesus. I grow in the name of Jesus. I settle down in marriage in the name of Jesus. I prosper in the name of Jesus. I break out and I break through in the name of Jesus. They lose me now and let me go in the name of Jesus. Lose everyone right now on this altar. Lose every woman here in the name of Jesus. Lose every man and let them go. Ambarokoto. The Lord rebuke you, Satan, today in the name of Jesus. Mazoprande katalaba. Every filthy garment of fear be removed. You are the branch plucked out. Decree and declare, I am the branch. I am plucked out. I am different. I am separated. I disband every hold. I break off now every spirit and every power of fear in the name of Jesus. I am different. I am plucked out. I am different. I am separated. I am different. I am plugged out. Ambarokoto eleberegede. Ambarakata eleberegede. Ikatolaba elegedegede. No bad news in my life. No bad news in my camp. No bad news for me. I am plugged out. I am separated. I am plugged out. I am separated by fire. I am plugged out. Lakotolaba rebeketeka elegadosiliaba merasketela. Oh Lord, marande kataya eleberenda shikatovala elevarombe katalaba ribabababababa reketekete ashambran kataya. Every baggage, I lose it off my life. Every word, I remove it now. Enkatola barakata elekatayaba. They will not go with me. They will not follow me in the name of Jesus. Masoprekete. They will not go with me. They will not follow me. Sickness, you will not go with me. Disease, you will not go with me. Every package of fear, you will not go with me. Insecurity, you will not go with me. Restlessness, okabarankata, you will not go with me. Doubt, you will not go with me. Everyone sick, ekatolaba, you think you will die, it will no longer go with you. Lose now this garment of sickness and disease. Lose now this fear. I will not die before my appointed time. I will not die in penury. I will not die in frustration. Makatolaba rakatobakata eleberekete. They will not throw me out of town. Ambakata likata. No madness, no insanity. I'm saying that to somebody. In your bloodline, many people run mad and they get insane, but it will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. I don't need to shout it. I just decree the word of the Lord. If you are someone who has experienced this in your bloodline, that there's madness and insanity, and you think it will happen to you suddenly, demonically, it will not happen in the name of Jesus. I want you to type and say, Pastor, pray for me. Just say, Pastor, pray for me. Pray for me. Every strange attack, every sickness, every door, the enemy comes to scatter the women in your bloodline, to frustrate people from rising today, right now, in the name of Jesus. I decree and I declare, no more demonic attachment in the name of Jesus. It will not happen. It will not prosper in the name of Jesus. I lift you, Lord, right now, and knee. it. Lekatobakataya. You are plucked out. Rakotobaladaya. Ngozi, you are plucked out. Rapante kataya. You are plucked out. Lakotolaban. Leprende kuta. Eleberegede. Laborokoto. Ande kataya. Elebegede. Philippa, you are plucked out now. In the name of Jesus. Elizabeth, you are plucked out now. Lakatokata. As I see your name, I will lift it up. Precious, huh? Your husband is plucked out from demonic bloodline. From insanity. From strange attacks and sickness that waste the destiny of men. Hey, you are plucked out now. It will not happen. Fear not, blessed. Laura, fear not. Mazila Porakata. Flores, fear not. Rebecca Tekete. Blessing, I say, fear not. Doom, I say, fear not. In the name of Jesus. Marakato, Marakataya. Victoria, fear not. Rebegadebegade. 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 Laborokoto. Joya, Labi, fear not. Laborokoto. Andrew, you are plucked out by fire. Ikato katakata. Separated by fire. No more sleeplessness. That's for someone. You don't know how come you can't sleep. Torment, torment, torment. You are tormented. Strange beings are tormenting you in the night. Oh my God. You wake up and you see markings on your body. Who are you? If you are here, put it and say, Pastor, I am the one. Strange markings, demonic presence, they have come on your life. They are come to keep you as a prisoner. Somebody put it in. I want you to say, Pastor, pray for me. Oh, I am the one. Oh, my God. Chisom Stella, in the name of Jesus, right now, you will no longer have such experience in the name of Jesus. Every power that comes to frustrate you, that comes to terrorize you, in the night, Kalikatola Bakatai, I decree and I declare, they are paralyzed from today. You escape in the name of Jesus. Jennifer, I decree over your life, no more strange markings. You will not be a target anymore. Akatakatai. You will not be a target, Fidelis. Masumbrankotolabai. Ebekatabai. Austin Benita, I pray for you now. You have escaped now. No more fear. No more restlessness. No more sleeplessness. In the name of Jesus. Shagadalabakatai. Zamprankato, I pray for you, gift. Masomprankoto kataya. Edetekete kanuka tu kataya. Your blessing will not be siphoned in the night. While men slept, the Bible says the enemy came and sowed tares. Anyone wrestling with you, trying to scatter your harvest, and you wake up so paralyzed with fear. Kai, from now, in the name of Jesus, such an experience ceases in the name of Jesus. I lift you up, Mama Jackie. You are preserved by the blood. Katuna katalatai. Such demonic experiences, they come to an end, Laura. Angel Maria. Masumbrankotola. Kalika talakataya. No more. Mark it from tonight. You become a conqueror, more than a conqueror. According to the word of the Lord, you are an overcomer. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you. Rakatabakataya. Restlessness, insecurity, fear, paralyzing the women of God, stopping your greatness, sending arrows of sickness to you. You can't sleep. Worry everything. Worry every day. Worry every day. Jakata balatai. Matthew chapter 6. Let's look at that. Matthew chapter 6, verse 26 to 27. He says, behold the fowls of the air. For they do not sow, neither do they reap, nor do they gather in their barns. Yet. Somebody say yet. Yet, your heavenly Father feeds them. Oh my God. Are you not much, much better? Are you not much better than the birds? Is your destiny no more costlier than the birds? Why are you worried? Can you add a cubit to your life? Oh my God. I said to you, fear and worry, they go together. Don't let it attach itself to your destiny. What are you worrying for? He said the landlord is about to kick you. Do you know the God of the 11th hour? I know it is due.
They are about to come. But the creditors will not carry your children away. Somebody did not hear me. The Shunammite woman, the Bible said she had served, her husband had served the prophet, and the creditors were coming. The creditors were coming. She had nothing but a little jar of oil. But watch and see what God did. The Bible says the Lord multiplied. Go and borrow vessels. Is this why you are paralyzed? And she gathered vessels. And he said, look yourself, you and your children, and begin to pour. Begin to pour. In no time, all the jars were full. As many as she borrowed, they were all full. He says, go and sell off and pay off your debt and leave off the rest. I decree and I declare, money will not become the hold. Money will not become your hold. You will not be a pauper. You will not be a beggar. You will not be a pauper. You will not be a beggar. I say you are not a burden, but a blessing. Money enters your hand. Miracle money in the name of Jesus. Masoko falataya into your family. Oh God, I hear God say there's a family that has not enjoyed over 100,000 for a long time. I say no, that figure is a joke. I say no to poverty. Kabarosko tolaba. I break the hold of poverty. What is 100,000? The Lord break open the dam of finance. Now, in the name of Jesus, I say no to poverty. Oh my God, you will not live from hand to mouth. All these loan sharks and loan apps, they will not know your name again. In the name of Jesus, I bring you out of death. In the name of Jesus, you are a debtor. They know you. But now that name changes. In the name of Jesus. That name changes. In the name of Jesus. The God that turns paupers to princes. Let him come now. And story has changed. Makoto la katana. Change your story. I say no to poverty. Fear not. You will not end in the village. You will not end in failure. Maraskete kata. Who did I just see? You wrote and said, your sister is diagnosed with cancer. I just want you to know, I prayed for a child on Sunday last week, and yesterday the testimony came, that girl who is 8 years old is cancer free. Let that same God that kills and paralyzes cancer, let him visit you right now and give divine healing to Uju Uwa in the name of Jesus. By fire, receive a clean health bill. You didn't hear me. Receive a clean health bill. We scatter the hold of cancer. We scatter the hold of cancer. In the name of Jesus. I'm looking forward to dangerous testimony on this group. Because I know it's coming. And you will not be an exemption. This is our enforcement. We stand on it. The word of the Lord will never fail. It will produce the fruit for which it has been sent for. It can fall void to the ground. In the name of Jesus. Every hold to your rising, whether it be generational curses, every hold to your marriage, ambanko tolabai, every hold to your ministry, every hold to being to conception, every hold to lifting to a new height, to a new level, whatever you are, whatever it is, by the power in the name of Jesus, I hear the Lord say, you break out now in the name of Jesus, you bust out now in the name of Jesus, you are plucked out now in the name of Jesus. No fear will stop you. No power will paralyze you. You have escaped. You are set loose in the name of Jesus from filthy garment and hole. No shame, no disgrace, no failure in the name of Jesus. Fear not. Rakata labakata. Do not be dismayed. Masuku tukapai. If I can feed the birds of the air, how much more you? Fear hates your faith. I tell you, fear hates your faith. That's what he wants to quench. He wants to steal your faith. And the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Let the word penetrate now. The Bible says the word of God is sharper than any double-edged sword, piercing to the dividing of both marrows, bones, and ligaments. Let the word penetrate every visible and invisible barrier. Let the word of God penetrate your womb. Yes, your womb be open. In the name of Jesus, let the word of God penetrate now every demonic garment, your foundation. Let the word penetrate a stubborn husband. I
just saw that a drunken husband who is an abuser here. By the power in the name of Jesus, I seize that hand.
You will no longer be a punching bag.
The Lord caused sweetness to flow in your home in the name of Jesus.
Let the word of God penetrate every dark place. Let the word of God penetrate every hold. Let the word cut and scatter every hand of darkness now in the name of Jesus.
Oh, you are blessed. You are lifted in the name of Jesus. You are carriers of good news. You are an overcomer.
Stay trusting God. Let your hope and your confidence be solidly built on God. Let nothing break your faith. Have an unbreakable faith. Nothing shall separate me from the love of God. The banner of God is over me and his love. Let your praise penetrate now. Fear always comes to hold your praise. It comes to stop your mouth from shout of joy. But your joy will know no bound, I decree and I declare. Your joy will overflow in the name of Jesus. Let your praise become an antidote. That's for someone. Let your praise become an antidote to this impossibility. They say you cannot give birth, you have passed the age. Angatola kataya. I reverse now menopausal signs. Oh, angatalaba. PCOS. I reverse now. Katokata katakata. Low sperm counts for your husband. Reketeketa. Your prayers penetrate. In the name of Jesus. I want you to keep the promise of God in view. Remember the Lord thy God. Hey, keep his promise in view. Keep what he has promised as a hold for the future. Don't have a blind eye. Please go back and pray Tuesday and Wednesday. No blind eye. See the word of God. See the promise. Keep it in view. And above all, wisdom, the Bible says, is a principal thing in all your getting. Get it. Do not be foolish. Don't let fear make you to become a fool. Don't let fear lead you to disobedience. Don't let fear tell you to go and meet Baba in the village, Baba that gives juju and gives you charm. Don't let fear distort your thinking. It's a destroyer. That's the plan. But you will have wisdom. It is a principal thing in all of your getting. I decree and I declare upon everyone on the altar today and as many who are listening that fear has no more hold on you in the name of Jesus. You are plucked out. You advance and you grow. You step up. You step out. In the name of Jesus. If the birds of the air can be sustained, how much more you? I decree and I declare, receive abundance now in the name of Jesus. Receive more than enough now in the name of Jesus. Receive surplus now in the name of Jesus. Carry a basket full of blessing in the name of Jesus. Do not be afraid. You will not stop on the way to greatness. You will not be brought down in the name of Jesus. No sudden death for you, no kidney failure, no paralysis in the name of Jesus. Every bloodline pattern speaking against you right now, you will no longer be a victim of it. You are disconnected totally, totally. Your name is crossed out from the book of death. In the name of Jesus, I speak over as many singles that are ready. The Lord bless you with your life partner. In the name of Jesus, the right man will locate you. The right woman will be joined to you. In the name of Jesus, for those that are men, the right woman will be joined to you. Hey, kata, kata, kata. Your womb be open now. Carry your babies, carry your twins. You have been waiting. Carry now your seed, an excellent seed. Not an imbecile, not a failure child, an excellent seed. Your waiting days, receive the reward of a sound child. Oh my God, receive a reward of a beautiful girl child. The Lord wipe your tears away. The Lord wipe your tears away. The Lord wipe, oh my katalakotu, mekanakata, reketekete, makato, inka pakataka, embeka pakata, malo, maleka, elekata, elebe.
said, receive a gift of a car, receive a gift of a job, receive much more that you can never think, ask or imagine, according to his power that is working now. So, Father, we give you praise. Somebody open your mouth and begin to celebrate your God and begin to thank him. Begin to shout for joy. Begin to rejoice in what the Lord has done. Hey, thank him. No more fear. I break out of fear. Begin to thank the Lord. Things have turned. Things have changed. My chapter has been flipped. I write new things on the pages of my destiny. My family and I, we keep going. Poverty, bye-bye to you. I am blessed on all sides. I am victorious. My joy knows no bound. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless your name. We give you praise for doing for us what no man can do. Receive all praise. Receive all thanksgiving. Receive all glory, now and forevermore. We, your people on above platform, above nation, we say thank you. Thank you, Lord. With a shout, say thank you, Jesus. With a shout, say thank you, Lord. With your voices loud, say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for doing for me great and marvelous things. Thank you, Father, for blessing us in an unusual way today. We give you praise in Jesus' name. We are praying. Somebody jam your hands and celebrate the Lord. Give him a shout where you are. Bless him. He's a good God. He has caused you to overflow on all sides. What a good God we serve. Congratulations to everyone. I say congratulations in Jesus' name.